the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to The Dina and Greg Show with Dina Martinez and Greg Potter, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. I'm Dina Martinez.
And I'm Greg Potter.
And you're on The Dina and Greg Show. Well, at least that's what the intro said. So how are you doing, Greg?
I am fantastic.
Good.
Fantastic.
I'm happy to hear it. I've got all my beverages. Today, I decided...
Our show today is sponsored by Miller Lite.
Miller Lite.
And some $3 bottle of wine that Lindsay Hovland and I got earlier today. Really? This is all her fault.
Speaking of which, that bitch got you drunk. So I decided to get Miller Lite and come into the studio. So, and I've got my coffee and I've got my water, so I'm jacked and I'm... gonna get buzzed.
Would you say Jack to Jesus?
I would say Jack to Jesus, honey.
Are you Jack to Jesus?
Well, I hope everyone's doing well. We're really excited about the show tonight. We've got Selena Luna.
Yes, we do.
Yes, we do. Selena Luna, comedian and entertainer extraordinaire.
She's just beautiful and cute and fun. I can't wait for her to get here.
I'm so excited. And then later on, we're going to have Shangela, who is the current winner. Or a recent winner of Miss California EOI Entertainer of the Year, Shangela, the debutantess, and she's going to be on. And she's about to be on the new season of RuPaul's Drag Race, so she's a double entendre this week, if you will.
And I completely missed Tuesday night.
Wah wah
wah wah.
Yeah, it was amazing. It was just the longest fucking day ever because I got up at 4 a.m. and I didn't go to bed until 2:30 the next morning. It was so over.
You get points for this because I was talking to you on the phone as I was leaving work at 4:52, and I'm like, I do not think I'm going to make it there. Or 5:52 p.m. after I had also been at work all day. Anyway, hi.
Hi, and Greg helped me find my new color this week of lip gloss. I'm so excited. I'm really liking this. I'm really digging it.
Women at the makeup counters of Nordstrom's should not be in flats, period. That's what I have to say about that. And if you ever give me that, the lady at the, what counter was it next to where you were at? It was Clinique. She gave me a look, and I'm like, no, fuck you. You're in flats. You should be in heels, and don't even start with me, and I'll help my friend.
Fuck you. You're in flats.
I am done with you.
I feel like that's how you're going to spend, like, every waking day speaking to me. Fuck you, Dina. You're in flats. Why are you in dirty sneakers again?
Because... No, there's a certain magnitude of dress of appeal that you need if you're going to be working... the counter,
and you know,
at Nordy's,
because I applied for a job at Nordy's, in the designer handbags, which is totally up my stream because
yes.
I fucking love designer handbags. You know, my ass would have been in heels every day.
And I was looking for,
I would have been, I would be.
And I was looking for a new diaper bag for Tara, and that
she was not nice to you.
Not at all. I'm done, Nordstrom. You are not sponsoring the Dina and Greg Show.
No.
At least not the baby outfit. Hi. So what's going on? I have so many things I want to talk about. I went and saw A Single Man yesterday, the new Tom Ford movie. Of course, Tom Ford, designer, clothing, menswear designer, Tom Ford created this movie with Colin Firth and Jennifer Goodwin and Matthew Good, my new husband, and... I cannot think of her name. Julianne Moore. And it was beautiful.
Does she actually act?
Yes.
Really?
She's not the jilted ex-wife. She's the best friend. She's the fag hag in the movie.
She's Julianne Moore playing somebody else who's Julianne Moore.
I hate you.
I love her.
It was so beautiful.
She's
this
stunning,
movie,
but I just like...
The symbolism.
She always plays that.
The symbolism, the absurdism, the beauty, the noir-ness of it. Anyway.
The noirness of it. So, oh my God, we already have a phone call. What is this? Can we answer it, shall
yes.
we?
What is it?
Okay.
608.
Thank you for calling the Dina and Greg Show. You're live.
I am.
You are? Who is this?
Oh, I must have a delayed response on the internet. I'm calling to say hi to Selena.
Oh, she's not in yet. She'll be in just a little bit, so.
Oh, okay.
All right, so call back in a few.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks.
Bye.
And so we're really excited about this. Oh, wait, I just tried to switch topics. What are we talking about?
I have no clue. Oh, the single man, which was nothing like I thought it would be about. No, go on. Don't give me that look. Sip your Miller Lite and continue with what you're doing.
I was just trying to end this call. Leave me alone. Okay, so what? Oh, can I tell you guys? I was watching TV today, and I've been mostly on my computer, which I'm such this fucking nerd with my computer right now, but I'm so excited to have it. So I'm watching TV, right? And I just saw this new commercial. Tell me if you've seen it. It's the Quick Trim commercial.
I haven't.
With Kim Kardashian and Khloe Kardashian.
No, that's the Carl's Jr. one, the salad one. That's continue.
So it's like this Quick Trim is like a body lose or weight loss supplement or something. So
really? I didn't get that
shut
from
up.
The name.
Shut your mouth when you're talking to me, bitch. So they're looking all sexy and stuff, and even Chloe's looking sexy, you know, trying. And so they're all like, you too can have this body. And it's so like one of those date lines that date party lines, what are they called? Where the ladies are like, I was dateless today, but I got on party line, and it's so like that, the way they're speaking and the music behind it. And then Kim's fucking hot. Let me tell you, she's looking fierce. I ain't mad at her. I do not hate her. I want that bitch better work what she got. I am so, so okay with that. But this commercial was just so weird. It was so like, call 1-900, touch me.
You know what I thought when you were just said that? The press and curl, the wash and curl commercials. Remember that? I was feeling so straight today, but then Jim called and she does the turn. Thanks, wash and curl.
No, it's like this. You too can have the body you deserve. And I'm like, I can have the body I deserve by going to the cosmetic surgeon too.
If I put these donuts down.
Shut your bitch ass mouth. And then that, I said, shut your bitch ass
I
mouth.
I was not making any references anywhere.
I don't even like donuts that much. So I thought it was very amusing. Next.
American Idol started this week.
Oh, I didn't even watch it.
Something else started.
Oh, Project Runway. I saw like a hot second of it. Didn't see any of the clothing.
I did watch Cougar Town, though, with Lisa Kudrow on it, and that was fucking hilarious.
Did you say
hilarious.
Lisa Kudrow?
Lisa Kudrow. She was guest starring on it.
Oh, was she really?
Don't even give me that
look. I was
look.
Like, are you trying to say?
She was a sassy doctor.
Courtney
sassy
Cox. Yeah.
But she was, Lisa Kudrow was guest starring on
okay,
it.
Okay, can I just say, the first time I saw it, which was right now the only time I saw it, but I'm so excited to start watching it again. More than once. It was good. It was funny. I really liked it.
It was good. It was
of course,
funny.
It was all this humor, old people humor, which I don't get yet. But, you know.
Keep drinking, Grandma. So, what else? Monday.
Older auntie. Younger auntie. Whatever auntie.
Keep telling yourself that, auntie.
Second.
So, Amanda Bynes is on the cover of Maxim. WTF, what's going on there? She was on the cover of what, Cosmo a couple weeks ago?
She just hasn't...
It's Amanda Bynes, sweetie. Let's go back a second. You were just on What I Like About You with Jenny Garth. Stop being a whore.
Well, no,
we like
she's, you know, she's old enough to do that now, like to kind of move into that
body,
role. And she has a great body. But she just doesn't fit that
it
part
doesn't,
right
yeah.
now. It doesn't
You're
suit her
wholesome,
well.
Lovable.
And even on the cover of Cosmo, she did not look that cute to me.
She
and,
looked like a doll that you could buy at American Doll Place, American Girl
and
Place.
And those are creepy, and it just made me not happy.
I'd like to get tea for my doll and me, please. Okay, that's $100. Sarah Palin on the cover of In Touch stating, we're glad we chose life, her and her daughter.
That's whatever.
So, yeah.
I don't even know what that was. That was like a duck. Okay, so,
I'm going to bring this up because we've got a good moment, and I just want to point out the Newsweek.
It's a good moment.
The Newsweek coming out this week, it's mostly all about... Keep sipping, sister. It's mostly about gay marriage and what's going on Monday, Prop 8, to repeal Prop 8 trials started up in Sacramento. And just check out the Newsweek because there's two great articles. One is on the conservative views.
He has seriously been drinking.
I have. I'm so sorry. Hi, everyone on Facebook. You saw that I misspelled everything. The first article is The Conscience of a Conservative. And it deals with Ted Olson, who was totally for Bush when Bush and Gore were going at it for presidency. And he has a lot to say. And it's a really valuable article. And then the second one is The Conservative Case for Gay Marriage. And there's just some phenomenal statements in there that talk about how marriage with the state, when you take away church and state, the purpose of it. And it talks about Lincoln's views on why marriage is important in our country. But I just want to say this one quote, and then I'll let us go on with our banter. I'm not going to use the word drunk in there, but our banter. Anyway, marriage is a civil bond in this country, as well as, in some but hardly all cases, a religious sacrament. It is a relationship recognized by governments as providing a privileged and respected status entitled to the state support and benefits. That's what marriage is when it comes to the state. It's just a privilege and you get some benefits. So just let us marry. So, yeah.
The whole time that when this really started budding to become an issue about three or four years ago, that's what I maintained the whole time, is this is not a religious issue. It's a civil issue. It's a, you know, government right issue. It shouldn't have anything to do with, what you believe or what you think is right or what you think is wrong. People should still have the right to marry and be together, and that's what it comes down to.
Exactly. Exactly. So check out the Newsweek this week, though. It's valuable, and there's just a bunch of stuff in there, including an article about what the recession is doing to people and comparing it to the Great Depression on how people are going to overcome saving money through this, like the youth. So, we could all take a little lesson on saving money these days. Right, Dina Martinez, while you're sipping your Miller Lite?
Yes, that's right. So, yes, that's whatever he said.
I'm the one that's been drinking.
I know.
And now I'm
a busy lady. Leave me alone.
Add something. Okay, give me something.
I'm going to totally turn the subject to Dakota Fanning.
Okay.
Did you see? She's in V magazine, you know, the big fashion magazine that I live for.
She's amazing. Look at how hot she is.
Oh my God, she looks like a woman. It's amazing. She doesn't look like...
She's turned into a woman. Look at, what was the movie with the superhero type people?
I didn't see it. Watchmen.
It was What Precious was supposed to be called. Precious is the original book. The book is called... No. You can talk. Selena is here. You can... What is it called?
Rush.
Push. She was in Push, and she looks amazing. And then look at her in the new... Look at her in the new...
I'm all Watchmen.
You're ridiculous. The new
beautiful,
Vampire Wolf... Vampire Saga. Twilight. And look at her Twilight and how beautiful she looked there, too.
Wasn't she in Watchmen?
No, she was not in Watchmen. It was Push. I need this training removed from the studio.
Okay, well, her pictures look really amazing. They look very 60s supermodel, like Twiggy. And I think that Kate Hudson
Dakota?
Did a kind of a...
Yes.
Oh, I haven't seen him.
I know.
V Magazine, I guess.
She grew up overnight.
She sure did.
She's awesome.
She's really moving into that body really well, too.
She is. And it's not like, you know, look at how many youth actors and actresses have completely dropped the ball, you know?
Well, it's all a reflection of the parents.
Completely.
And Dakota, I've actually met her parents, and they're amazing.
Aww.
I bet. I remember seeing...
They're on track.
Yeah.
God. Yeah.
She's just a little woman. Mm-hmm. She's just like... Ever since she was a little girl, she just spoke like an adult. And,
yes.
You know, it was just so amazing. And the way she acted at that age... Mm-hmm. Seriously?
And look at how many actors she upstaged, though. Like.
Oh, she's awesome. I love her.
So what else you got, Dina Martinez?
Mariah Carey, after her little tipsy champagne-induced acceptance at the Palm Springs International Film Festival. She is launching a line of champagne.
As a result?
Yeah, well, no, it was in the works too. And this is what she was quoted as saying from the event was, "I didn't realize they put the champagne on the tables so we wouldn't drink it all." LOL. And that's what she wrote on Twitter. And then she goes, "No, seriously, Angel Champagne Rosé."
No, I hope it's in a box.
I know, totally. I expect it to be in like, what is that bottle that Christine brought to Thanksgiving?
Oh, the weird, the fancy.
I expect it to be kind of like that. It was a pretty
one.
Bottle, yeah.
The French, whatever, well, champagne is French. But.
Yeah, it is going to be called Angel Champagne.
What was that?
Angel. Angel. Fantastic. So I'm excited. I love Mariah. I do.
It wasn't going to be glitter?
No, I should think it should be.
Buy my glitter champagne.
Put glitter in the bubbles. So, Greg's going to Mexico next week.
I leave for April and Tony's destination wedding on Wednesday. My friend Christine and I are going. And yes, I'm going. What?
And so I'm really excited. I kind of collected some phrases that I think you should definitely know before you go, okay?
Like, please don't kidnap me?
Exactly. That should be one of them.
April, but if you're listening, this is the time to call in.
The first one is, ¿cuánto cuesta la tranny?
How much does a tranny cost?
Exactly. The next one is, estoy borracho, por favor, dame tu culo.
Oh, no. I'm drunk and what, my ass?
Give me your booty.
Give me your booty.
Give me a booty hoe. poor Selene.
Are you going to introduce me?
I will. Selene Luna's here. Hi, pumpkin.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Good. A little bit frazzled. I was hauling ass over here.
You're amazing.
Oh, well, you're here. Save, it's raining out.
Oh, it's insane.
It's the weather. I can't believe I went for a nice, wonderful run this morning. Mm-hmm. Sunny, 70 degrees. Now it's, what, 58 and rainy?
Yeah, rainy.
It's like Midwest weather.
It's crazy.
And the last one. Let me put these last two phrases
out. Sorry, I interrupted.
No, that's fine. That's fine. That's fine.
You can interrupt.
That's fine. That's fine. That's fine. Shut up.
I can't believe you told our guest to shut up like that.
Oi. I'm speaking.
Oi.
Let the lady speak.
I know, right? Yo soy para chuparse los dedos. ¿Necesita una servilleta mojada?
What?
It means I'm finger looking good. Do you need a wet nap? There we go. Selene, welcome to the studio.
Thank you.
It's so excited. I'm so excited.
Hi.
To have you.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming in.
She's all, who is this crazy ass tranny walking up to me, giving me her cord, saying, come on, let me come on the show.
Yeah, when I was supposed to meet you, I was pushed away. Like, you were hoarded by Dina. It was at the fundraiser at 11.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We were walking out, and she's like, yeah, I didn't let you go speak to Selene.
I was like, well, I know how he gets around, you know, really, really famous people.
Well,
So I was like,
I don't see how that applies to me.
Shut up.
<okay. laughs>
So I'm like, okay, I'm going to take this one.
Well, I'm glad.
I am too.
I'm excited to be here. I
have a question for you, Selene. How do you feel about Snuggies? Because right now on Facebook, I'm getting a whole bunch of hatred on Snuggies.
Oh, I'm so happy to discuss this. Okay. Well, first of all, I have a Snuggie. My manager's office sent me one, and they sent me the kid size, so it's just my size.
Oh.
I love it. I really love it. It's really cuddly, but I'm really upset that my back's cold. It's like, I mean, I think we all know it's a backwards robe, so, but it's really, you know, I'm like, my back is freezing. I don't get it. What's the point? But have you guys heard of the Dreamy? It's the new Snuggie. Look it up. It's the website. It's not dreamy.com, but it's, buydreamy.com. And I think it's much better than the Snuggie, and I want it. So, bitches, don't try to claim it. I claimed it first. it's the Snuggie, but it has a back attached, so your back and front are covered, and it comes with an attached pillow.
So Shut up.
So you're like, it's like a walking sleeping bag. It's crazy.
Oh no, is it like buttons or Velcro?
No,
or?
You're like in a sack, like
so you pull
like
it over the top of your head.
You just get in it. You get in it like a trash bag.
Okay.
And then
she said like a trash bag.
Tina, girl, you know how that is.
So I'm like, I'm over the Snuggie and I want the Dreamy.
Okay.
Yeah,
and awesome. The commercial is playing on my computer right now. I'm so interested in this. They're all...
It's awesome.
Okay. It looks like it's just sheets. With
it's no better than the backwards row.
I don't understand.
Don't people own blankets and pillows anymore? Like,
I know. I see. When it comes down to it, I think everybody should have a house coat.
I have one, girl.
Hello, girl.
I have one. I have a couple. I'm all about house coats.
If you're gonna stay warm, that's probably your best bet, or a full length parka.
Mm-hmm.
A house coat.
You know, with the house.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
I love
it. I'm an old southern woman. Leave me alone.
I come over to your house tomorrow and you're in a house coat and curlers and slippers, we're going to have a talk. We're going to converse.
I'm going to get a talking to. Yeah. That's so crazy.
So, yeah.
So, I've spent like the last couple of weeks just watching your YouTube videos.
Oh, no way. Thank you.
And I love them.
Thank you so much.
I love the help.
You do?
The workers?
Yeah, the help. Oh, I get excited because it's kind of a, that one Nadia and I are pretty passionate about.
Those are so funny.
Thank you.
And especially love the part that the subtitles don't really give you everything that you're saying.
Yeah.
And luckily I know a little bit of Spanish, so I get it. And I'm like,
well, you know enough that's to buy. Point. You know enough to buy a tranny.
It's true,
and that's enough Spanish anybody needs.
It's true, but I'm trying to sell myself. I'm all una tranny for $25.
I think it's universal.
You think you'll get that much?
It's universal.
You think you'll get that much?
Suck it, bitch.
So. I love you because of numerous things, but I came across you watching a movie that apparently I didn't realize was made for a while ago. I thought it was kind of a newer movie, mm-hmm. but the movie Fat Girls in your fine little scene.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
Are you not happy about that?
I've never seen it.
Shut your mouth.
I've never seen it, and I God forbid they give me a copy.
Oh, you're...
I know, right?
Your scene's one of the best scenes in it.
Thank you.
That I know.
You're like, you. Oh, was that was difficult.
I had no idea what ended up or what. Anyway.
Was that filmed in Texas?
It was in Dallas.
Because mm-hmm. I know Edna Jean a little bit. Who is the one of the preacher and the.
Oh, yeah. Oh, cool. Are you from Texas?
Yeah, girl.
Oh. I wanted to say something Texas, but I don't know.
Yeehaw!
Yeehaw! Oh, I love that. Where are you from?
Where are you from? No.
I'm from Wisconsin.
Oh, she is throwing attitude already.
I'm totally kidding. No, because that's such a Chola thing to say. Where are you from?
Where are you from?
No, I'm
Cholo.
I know. I think I just revealed where I'm from. I'm from LA. I'm from here.
Okay.
I'm so Chola.
Uh-huh. I was born in Mexico, but grew up in Los Angeles.
Yeah. Got out as quickly as you could.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they say, girl.
Oh, yeah. Got out while I could.
I'm going to your homeland this week.
You are.
Don't scare me.
You're going to your homeland.
Very careful.
I've been to Tijuana. I know how that is.
Oh, that place is scary. God bless him.
He was in a relationship with a donkey for 4 years.
Oh, I think I know him. From the neighborhood.
Oh, my God. So we've got a caller, and he's being very persistent. He called earlier, so
do you mind
if we take it?
Awesome. Is he hot?
I don't know.
Just kidding.
You're on the Dina and Greg Show with Selene Luna.
Hi, Selene. This is Jeff from Facebook.
Hi, Jeff. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good, but my name is Selene.
Selene, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I got an essay in Spanish, so you'll just have to forgive me.
Oh, no worries, honey.
She said I got an F.A. in Spanish.
I love you, Jeff. Jeff is one of my Facebook friends. We've never actually chatted. It's nice to put a voice with the comments. It's nice to put a voice with an update.
Yes.
How are you?
Well, first, I want to say hi to my boyfriend, Sebastian, in Brazil. Hi.
Hi, Sebastian.
And my friends are listening. My friends and I love you so much.
Thank you.
We get a kick out of that the corn syrup ad you did with Jackie Beat
and
Nadia.
Uh-huh. Thank you.
Are you guys going to do any more of those?
Yes, we are, actually. In fact, it's been a little difficult to regroup because right now we're each pretty busy with our own individual projects. But it just so happens that this week we're going to start meeting again and figure out what we're doing next. But we still definitely collaborate together.
Great. Yeah. I was thinking that you three and Kazan should do like a spoof for the Golden Girls.
Yeah.
I think I emailed you about that.
You did. And I, God, I suck at that inbox. But, no, and that was, actually, that was such a lovely suggestion. And, but I'm not sure that we'll do it only because we know so many people that have done Golden Girl parodies. And, you know, we like to, you know, remain a little cutting edge. Actually, a lot of our friends have done Golden Girl spoofs and shows. So, so I don't know. We want to try to come up with something fresh.
Well, my idea was that you don't play Sophia.
I know, and I love that idea. I do.
I picture you as a Dorothy. I do.
There you go.
That would be awesome.
Well, thank you for calling in.
Thank you, Jeff.
All right. Thanks. Thank you.
Bye.
Awesome.
So you, so your base for entertainment is the burlesque, correct?
What do you mean, my base?
Like that's what you started out as?
No, actually. I think I'm probably most known for that.
Okay.
But I've been involved in all kinds of stuff. You know, like just showbiz all around.
Showbiz.
You know, I'm an entertainer, kid. No, but I really the very very first thing I ever did was I did stand up comedy. Many years ago, and but then I left that for a long time to pursue other ventures, and burlesque being one of them. And but yeah, I did it for a long time, and I really loved it.
She's all, I'll don pasties for anything, anytime, any
almost
occasion.
Baby, how much you paying?
Pasties in a pussy patch, 20 minutes.
Hello. $500. Awesome.
Yeah, it's awesome. Oh, I mean, some of the best years of my life were doing burlesque. I had so much fun. I did it for about a decade and got to travel the world doing it and meet a lot of amazing people and just be like, you know, a whack ass. So,
a whack ass.
A whack ass.
Super fun.
What are you working on right now?
Right now, I've got a couple projects I'm not at liberty to discuss that are very
so
exciting.
LA.
I know. I feel like a jerk saying that, but
I love saying it.
You had a little bit of like love in there, though, when you said it.
Oh, totally. Who am I kidding? I eat this shit up. But I am doing a show in February, February 5th. At the Dragonfly in Hollywood. It's actually a benefit that's very near and dear to me. It's to raise money for a dear friend of mine who had a horrible accident and doesn't have medical insurance. And the lineup for this benefit's incredible. It's like Jane Wiedlin, Abby Travis, all these amazing people. And all the information's on my Facebook and on all my social networking things. But that's definitely a show to look forward to. February 5th in Hollywood. And I've got a TV project that's what I'm working out right now. So keep your fingers crossed. That's the thing I didn't want to talk about.
Uh-huh.
And I currently have a horror movie on sale on iTunes, and it's currently on video on demand on cable.
Is it My Bloody Valentine 3D?
No, that's out on DVD now. But it's another horror movie which I really love. It was really fun. It's called Demonic Toys 2. Personal
Demonic
Demons.
Toys 2.
Personal Demons.
Uh-huh. But I have a really good porn title for it. It's Demonic Boys 2, Personal Penis.
Yeah.
I love it. That's my favorite movie.
Yeah, mine too.
Yeah.
So that's what I got going on. And so between all that, I'm always doing like stand-up, you know, around town and stuff on a regular basis.
Yeah. She keeps busy.
I do.
I see you everywhere, girl.
Girl, you gotta hustle.
I'm like, I see her. I saw her on a corner trying to steal the tranny business.
Okay.
I was like, what?
Honey, I'm pre-op.
She goes, I got a big old schlong.
No, girl, I'm a pre-op bio girl.
All right, girl.
That's actually a Jackie thing. She coined that. So, yeah.
I'm sorry, I'm making love to my Miller Lite right now.
That's right. I'm very upset that I drove myself because I'd love to join you with a
Well, we could
beer.
Drop you off and then, you know, arrange for a pickup tomorrow.
Oh, no, girl. A beer ain't that worth
She's
it.
All, how did I wake up with a donkey?
Oh, my God. He's cheating on Greg.
Oh, my God.
You guys are special.
We are.
Here's a word
special
for it.
Head, right?
I love it.
We rode the Charlotte bus here.
So we love all the people that you work with, like Jackie and Cal Pernia and Robbie D.
Yeah.
We're trying to get him on soon.
Those are all really great friends of mine.
Here, I'll hate the bitches. Why did you bring them up?
I'm all like, wow, I thought it was about me tonight.
It is about you.
Thanks. No, actually, you mentioned Calpurnia. She wrote and composed a song for me, a dance song, and it's really fierce, so that'll be coming out soon, too.
She said fierce.
I said fierce, girl.
Fierce.
Work
I
it.
I want to hear it right now.
Me, too. She's polishing it up a bit, okay. But it should be... Trust me, and I'll be whoring that shit on the interweb.
She's like, it's going to be everywhere.
It will be all up.
We'll be on Santa Monica Boulevard in WeHo. Is that Selena? Where is she? Take my CD. Listen to my song.
I have a horrible memory, so I'm just remembering as we go. I've got a show this week, too.
She's got a horrible memory.
I did. I just remembered. This Thursday, January 21st, come on down to the Melrose Improv. They have a little theater on the side called The Lab. So I'm doing a comedy show there with my dear friend, Ian Harvey. It's actually the Ian Harvey show, so it should be really fun.
Oh, darling, Ian.
I know. He's so cute.
Oh, he's precious.
I know. I just saw him. He's wonderful. Aww.
Well, I'm going to have to try to make that one. When is it
again? This Thursday at 8 okay. At the Improv.
At the Improv.
I'd go, but I'll be in Mexico.
Oh, yeah, with my ex. Whatever, girl. You know, it's like
trouble. This one over here.
You know, it's like I don't want the donkey back, but I don't want him to be with anyone else.
It's true. I'd rather him be dead.
But I don't want him back. But I just don't want you to be with him.
Talk about a special burrito. And I had to say it like that. I don't know why. So if you guys want to call in to ask any questions to the lovely Selena Luna, you can call 1-818-602-4929. Yes, that's the number 818.
Good job.
602-4929.
Yes. So what do you do on your free time? Because you're working a lot, but what do you do? What's mm-hmm. what makes Selena click or tick?
or
pop.
Actually, I spend a lot of time with my friends and at home. I'm a real homebody, actually.
Okay.
Really my friends who you guys just mentioned, like Jackie and Calpurnia and Nadia and Mario, we all on a regular basis we have like we're just a bunch of grandmas. We go to the movies and we have a regular game night, do Aww. Dinners. We're very civilized. That's what I do on my time off, really. But
you want to know what all the freaks do? Uh-huh. They have movie and game night.
I know, movie and game night. It's like lifestyle, you know.
No, I'm so that way right now, too.
I don't judge.
He hates me.
You don't know me.
What's last movie you saw?
Oh, I've seen a bunch lately. I think the last one I saw was A Single Man.
I just saw it yesterday. Mm-hmm. I'm in love with it. Was it not beautiful? Every slide
How
was...
How bad do you want to live in that house?
Oh my God.
I haven't seen it. I feel like such an outsider.
And have Matthew Good as your husband. I know,
oh,
right?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. He was also in another movie I just saw.
Leap Year?
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. I meant to see it.
I meant
to see it. But I saw the trailer like a million times, so I feel like I saw it.
Me and Amy Adams are best friends.
That was
we went out
best.
To lunch.
Oh my God, he's so hot.
Oh, he really is. And
he's
so
my
is,
new boyfriend.
So is the other little, the Twinkie guy in there. He's really cute, but
I didn't do it for me at all.
I could just look at him. I could never take him home or date him.
No, he looked like a 12-year-old to me, so that was like too pedophile adjacent.
Oh, that's, yeah, never mind.
It wasn't my cup of tea. But he was cute. I mean, you know, if you like children.
I'd take Colin Firth over the
who
two
likes
of them,
children?
I have a little nephew, Tom Ford. So I like children as in...
No, I just mean, yeah. I mean, like...
No, like for dating.
No, that's like... Yeah, yeah.
I know, I was trying to
like
avoid...
Like for long-term, bitch.
I was trying to avoid the get off the pedophile
L-T-R,
conversation.
Okay, L-T-R.
Okay, wait, let's take it back to Tom Ford. How incredibly hot is that man? Oh, my God.
So...
Why are you undressing?
And then I'm just like, but I'm all... It's just a waste that he's gay.
Shut up.
So not
I'm like,
a waste.
Why doesn't he like training?
But really, every like shot of that
like
movie
me.
Was like a
gorgeous.
Tom Ford ad. It was gorgeous. And,
gorgeous.
And Julianne Moore, like, oh my God. Like, with the eyes. I love the eyes and the work with the color every time.
Beautiful.
Liveliness was there. The color changed and the symbolism and the absurdism in the movie. I'm sorry. I loved it. I loved it. I'm done talking. What
okay.
other movies have you seen?
I have another phrase for you, by the way.
Me or her?
What?
Both of you.
What? It better be good.
¿Cuánto cuesta el caballero con la verga enorme?
It's enorme.
Enorme. Thank you. I will edit that in my dictionary.
Christine already said she's
okay,
like,
that's all.
I plan on helping you get laid.
Oh, yay.
Thank God for the one of the straight best girlfriends who's engaged. That's all I got. Hi.
Hi.
So what other, what are you? What?
Nothing. Go.
What?
Go.
Okay. What? Ready? Where are we going?
So let's go back to movies. What are one okay. of your? What are some of your favorite movies ever?
God, I don't know about ever. It's so it, I always get really stumped with this question because, bitch, I don't know what I did yesterday. It's like, you know, I have such a horrible memory. But I have. I mean, I am a movie fan and I have tons of favorites. But everything from I love Mary Poppins.
Aww.
You know, I love Terminator, Alien, the whole Alien. Franchise is like my favorite. I'm big on like I like guy movies. I like
okay.
I like kick ass CGI. You know, I go to the movies for escapism, and so oh, and I love outer space. Anything outer space, I'm there. I'm a geek.
Did you like Galaxy Quest?
I'm so much of a geek that I didn't see it.
No, I'm such a geek that I saw it, but it was a Star Trek kind of. Convention-y spoof thing. It was so awesome.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you have
oh,
to see
I
it.
Check
Sigourney
it out.
Weaver, Tim Allen. Oh, it was hilarious.
How did I miss it?
It was hilarious.
I'm jotting this one down.
Are you going to Pantages to see Mary Poppins?
Hmm? Yeah, I want to. I'm trying to make it happen, just timing-wise, but I really want to go see it.
If you're listening, send Selena some tickets.
Yeah, hook me up with Mary Poppins. I'm down. I want to go really bad. I'm trying to think what else... I don't know. There's so much. There's a lot that I like.
I would like to see you do a video spoof on Mary Poppins.
Oh, that's not a bad idea.
I would like you to, yeah.
I'd like to come out of for
since you're taking
sugar.
Suggestions.
Yes, and I'm taking suggestions. No, I'd love to come out of the giant carpet bag. Be one of the things that comes out of there. Maybe it'd be funny if like Jackie's like Mary Poppins and just pulling shit out and.
You know, in the original with, she had, you know, like
Mary
the,
Poppins creeps me out.
The edge
I'm just
of the,
saying.
The end of the umbrella, out. Like, talked, and anyway, I'm done.
Yeah,
talking.
It was awesome.
I'm done talking.
The end of the umbrella talked.
It did, remember? It spoke.
Yes, it did. It
See,
did.
I'm not going crazy.
Okay, I'm just
No, saying. I love it. I love it.
And it's made from corn.
Love your top. Or nice top. I can't remember.
Oh, my God. So you guys are crazy, your videos.
Just a little bit.
We love them.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks. So where do you get your inspiration? That was the cheesiest question ever.
It's okay. It's a legitimate question. It just varies because the three of us, we collaborate very well together. And it really just happens in conversation. We're just silly anyway. And things just start flying out of our mouths. And next thing I know... We have a sketch going.
Right on.
You know, it's really organic, the way it happens for us.
Very cool.
Doesn't sound familiar at all.
No, not at all. From your mouths, from your orifice. We have a phone caller.
Oh, phew.
Caller phone. We've got somebody calling. I'm not drunk. Thanks for calling the Dina and Greg Show. You're on live with Dina and Greg and Selene Luna.
Hi.
Well, hello. This is Kalila from San Diego.
Hi, Gorge.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Kalila.
So what are you guys doing?
We're on the air. What are you doing?
Just kidding.
Girl, you called us.
I know. I just saw that I could. I'm on Facebook, and I was just kind of going through, and I'm like, well, this is interesting. I can call, and it's live now. I'm not going to be on the air. Do I sound okay? Does my voice sound deep? Girl, does I sound sexy?
You sound jamming.
Sweet.
So.
But I totally can't listen, though. So I just want to tell you that. A thing, that little link doesn't work for me.
We only expect witty anecdotes from you, Kalila, so...
I think you need to transfer her to tech support.
Seriously.
Absolutely, because I totally screwed this up. I'm like, what is this? I can't... Oh, wait, I'm just stupid.
Check between your tits. Just that's
oh, look,
all
there
say.
It is. I think I can now.
All right.
Anyway, well, do you have anything to say to Selena and Luna?
Oh, my God. It's got the nerve to have a delay. Hello. Okay.
Girl, this ain't about you.
This
it's always about me. Always.
And then Khalil got hung up on.
Yes.
Kalila, thank you for calling, honey.
You're welcome. Mwah.
Bye.
March 7th, remember.
Absolutely. I'm going on an amazing chase.
Woo-hoo. Yay. Okay, bye.
You're on live with Dina and Greg and Selena Luna.
Hello.
Hi.
This is the coolest talk show ever.
This is the wedding girl, yes. Selena. This is the bride to be on Friday.
Hi, darling.
Oh, when I'm bringing, you know, your ex-husband, the
yes,
you know,
boyfriend,
the ex-boyfriend. Uh-huh. I have a date for your wedding, April.
What?
Selena's ex-boyfriend. The donkey is now going to be my date, apparently. But you would have had to listen to the whole show so far to get this.
That's going to be awesome. What's he going to wear?
I'm not sure. A diaper?
Make sure it's well coordinated. That's all I ask.
Diaper and flip-flops.
It's got a match.
He's a real nudist. I don't know.
So you missed the Spanish lesson, though, because Dina taught us some Spanish phrases for the trip.
Did you say besame mucho, por favor?
What?
Kiss me much, right?
No, that's too clean for him.
I'm like, really?
Well, tell us your favorite Spanish phrase.
Planchar al gato. Iron the cat.
Wait, what about not on the lips?
What's not on the lips?
You've never been with a hustler?
Are you kidding me? Not a Spanish hustler.
Not on the lips.
That's what you do with... never mind.
Okay. Well, April, I'm glad you called. I cannot wait to be in Mexico for your wedding.
And you have fun, honey, without me.
Thank you. You'll be missed.
Uh-huh.
We'll have some tequila in your honor.
Okay, yay.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
I love you. See you on Wednesday.
Sucker.
Sounds good. Travel safe.
Bye.
Bye, honey.
Bye.
Awesome.
Sucker.
She's off. I hope that he got a couple of donkeys and cows for that one. I'm just kidding. That was funny. That sounded really bitchy. I'm just going to shut up and sit over here with my Miller Lite.
So what?
Girl, she's you keep drinking.
I'm going to have some coffee to balance it out.
I love that.
Anyway. So, hi. So, what did you watch TV at all?
I do. I love TV, and you're going to get really twisted with me because I don't have cable.
Okay. No.
I just usually have to brace people. Like,
okay.
They're like, what?
I'm okay without cable. I'm not really a big fan, but I am addicted to my DVR because I have it. If I didn't have it, I'd be fine.
That's what my cable friends say.
I love cable.
Yeah. Now, I love TV.
I think that was a dig.
No, I was just saying
that's
that.
What all my cable friends.
Oh,
my cable friends. Anyway, I haven't had cable for like, geez, I'm like, what year is this? I don't know, like 15 years. I'm too stoned to get around to making that appointment.
Atta girl.
I'm just gonna be blunt with y'all. The thing is that I can watch anything, so I don't feel like I'm missing out.
Okay.
Like I only watch TV at night while I'm spacing out. And it doesn't matter what's on at that point.
I love it.
Antiques Roadshow.
I love Antiques Roadshow. I can thoroughly discuss all the local broadcast programs. Like I love just crappy shows. I love it. I have shitty days.
Me too. It's so sad. I had this realization that I don't even watch network television that often, just cable stuff, and it's sad because I used to know all the sitcoms
I'm
and everything.
Sure
and
you're not missing anything.
I know.
You're not missing anything.
Well, I could be watching Cougar Town more often.
But you have a computer. It's called ABC.com.
I love this modern age.
Oh, it's amazing. I know. And then on the internet, it's like, well, you can watch whatever you want. So,
we have another caller. Oh. Thanks for calling Dina and Greg Show. You're on live.
Hello.
I'm on live.
You're on live. Unless you're on drugs. And then, you're on something else.
Hi. What's going on?
Who is this?
Robert.
Hi, Robert.
What's going on? Is this Dina?
This is Dina.
Dina, I have a phrase for Greg.
Yay. That he used. We're very excited.
This is Michael Murphy.
No, it's not. It's Robert.
The one show we've got Selena Luna on, and you are calling for our stupid asses.
Well, first of all, besides Greg Carter, Selena, I saw you in The Sensuous Woman with Margaret Cho a couple years back.
Oh, yeah.
I loved that show so much, and you were so great.
Thank you. Thank you. That was a really fun show.
And he owes a Snuggie.
That was such an awesome experience with, everyone and all the scenes. It was such a great show.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much. I'm a teller.
No problem. I loved it so much.
Sweet.
Dina.
Yes.
Greg Potter should know this phrase for when he goes.
You better tell me, because I'm going to write it down.
Girl, you should get a pencil.
I got it.
Okay.
I got it. I've been trying to get rid of it.
Wait, does anybody... Who uses pencil?
He probably knows this already, but it's me gusta mi pinga, because I have a feeling he's going to be shouting that every hour on the hour.
I do, too, from the movie Trick.
Me gusta mi pinga into his pantalones.
Exactly.
I love
it. And I also have a question for Greg Potter.
What's your question, caller?
Why is he so against a Snuggie?
Yeah, we didn't get into it. I want to know, too. Thank you, Robert.
We're going to get into it right now. Why, Greg Potter, why are you so against Snuggies?
Maybe if the Snuggie company would send me a Snuggie and I could use it, then maybe I would promote it. But right now, I have a thing called a blanket. And it works just fine.
You can't go down to the CVS and spend $14.95 plus tax and get a Snuggie?
I would prefer to be sponsored by the Snuggie.
Right?
Well, maybe,
until then, I'll use my blanket.
I think you're just hating against the Snuggie for no reason.
If I could just pipe up on behalf of the Snuggie, what's really pretty awesome about it... the negative is your back is cold. But what's great is that if you're watching TV in bed during the day, which I do, but you can make your bed, lie in it, and still be covered up and warm.
I can do that with a blanket, too.
But then you have your arms free to hold your 24-ounce Miller Lite.
Yeah, but you can, pick up the phone if it rings. You can change the channel without getting wrapped up in that pesky blanket.
See, that's
exactly. And if have you ever fallen asleep in the Snuggie?
Yeah, I have. It was awesome.
Exactly. And then when you wake up, you're like, oh, I feel so refreshed.
Yeah, you wake up, it's like, oh, that was a good Snuggie.
That was a good... When I put my Snuggie on for the first time, I took a big old nap.
Oh, my God.
Well, tell Kathy thank you for sending you the Snuggie. Kathy is his mom. And tell Snuggie people to send Dina and I Snuggies.
Thanks, Robert.
Specifically, a zebra or a leopard print.
I
think you would do good in a solid color.
I prefer zebra because it matches some accessories I have.
And
I prefer
leopard because it matches Dina's panties.
That was my bra.
And okay. I think Greg would do good in a Snuggie in the backseat of his rental car.
You're a bitch. Robert, have a good night. I'll talk to you later.
Love you. Bye.
Bye, Annie. Thanks for calling. Okay, seriously, we never get any calls. Uh-huh. Never get any calls. except for when people are on and they're calling about them. And tonight, what is this?
The Snuggie calls? Or
I
what?
Love it. I no, know, just so. Everything. They're I'm like, what?
Tech support, Snuggie.
I know. You can order it.
I don't know, but I want the Dreamy.
I think I might, too. It looks very it looks cumbersome.
It does, but...
Doesn't it? I mean, it looks cumbersome to get into and out of, and I already have issues with that.
I know. Blankets are so difficult.
They are. No, seriously, when I'm laying on my bed and I'm trying to get my remote, I mean, having your arms free is very beneficial because you're all like, clanking. I feel like a burrito.
The Snuggie conversation. I always feel like a burrito. But
I want burrito.
I think we may have a call for you.
Oh, please, God, let it be for me. Jesus. Please, God.
Thank you for calling the Dina and Greg Show. Who is this?
Hi, it's Jeff again.
Hi Jeff. Thank God.
Hi, hon.
Thank you for calling, Jeff.
I wanted to ask you about that picture that you had done.
What picture I had done?
On Facebook, that new one.
Oh, the new one?
With your hair.
Oh, yeah. It's all real, bitch.
You do have
yeah,
hair.
Yeah, from some other hooker.
And I'm jealous.
So what about it?
Well, what was what was it about? I mean, who did it? And tell the world all about your picture.
Oh, it's just to be fabulous. Actually, it's part of a series. The photographer, who's a great friend of mine, who I love very dearly, and he's an amazing artist, Tim Palin, timpalin.com.
Right.
Anyway, he's got a series, a 3D series, and so it's going to be part of his 3D series. What I have on Facebook right now doesn't include the 3D element, so it's not quite ready. But that's what the whole purpose is.
It's a really nice picture.
Thank you.
Have you guys seen it?
We have.
Yes, we have.
Thank you.
Awesome.
Yeah. My best buddies all worked on it. John Stapleton, he's an incredible celebrity makeup artist from MAC, and Judd Minter. He does my hair, and he's fantastic. He's amazing.
I was almost really excited that you were going to say, like, John Stamos, and I was going to be like, ah.
Yeah, you know, John Stamos, he does my makeup. And,
I love
Well, thanks. Jesse, I need to catch up.
Right.
Oh, God.
Where are you from?
To me?
Yeah.
I'm originally from North Carolina.
Where's 828? Where are you living now?
Me? Yeah, where you stay at, boo?
Oh, I'm right now I'm in Ohio.
Okay. How's your housing situation?
Horrible. I still need to go home.
Are you looking for a place to live?
Yeah. No, let's give you a shout out and hook you up. What you need to move. You need to move, right?
Yeah, see, I'm disabled and I'm a big person and I'm in a nursing home for big people in Ohio. Mm-hmm. And I'm to the point where I can leave, but I don't have anywhere to go. I want to go back home to my mom in North Carolina, and I can't live with her because my sister lives with her, and, you know, I don't have anywhere to go.
Oh.
Don't really have any fun.
Oh.
So,
that's awful.
It's kind of really hard. My mom's getting older, and, you know, I want to be there for her.
Well, I am hoping somebody can help you relocate. So you're in Iowa, Idaho?
Ohio.
Idaho. No, Ohio, just as bad.
I don't know.
I'm right near Toledo.
Oh, my God. Well, help Jeff out. Look him up on his Facebook. And can I give your last name?
Who was it?
What?
Can we give your last name?
I didn't hear who you said.
Can we give your last name on the air so people can find you on Facebook and maybe help?
Oh, sure. Jeff Blackwell.
All right.
A.K.A. Dyson Darkwater. That's my alter ego.
If you can help him out relocating, give him a buzz.
All right. Great, thanks, Selena.
You're welcome.
Thank you, honey.
Love you much.
Okay, bye, Jeff. Thanks for being so
Take
sweet.
Take care, Jeff.
Okay, hon, bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, bless his heart.
I just want to clarify, I was asking you, Selena, if you needed a place to live. I didn't mean to put my foot in my mouth. It happens enough as it is.
You didn't. Oh, my God. But, yeah, I have one foot in the tent community anyway. No, I'm kidding.
So if you are around in Ohio somewhere, or in general, know of any housing possibilities for Jeff, look him up. Jeff Blackwell.
Yeah.
So.
Sweet.
Right on. Awesome.
So why don't we...
Connecting with the universe.
Why don't we go to a song?
I'd love that. We are going to go to some of our friends here. Shit and Glitter. How about that?
Sounds great. You're listening to the Dina and Greg Show. We'll be right back.
Awesome.
Oh, mm-hmm.
Welcome back. My name's Selena Luna, and you're listening to the Dina and Greg Show.
Awesome. Thanks.
That was my phone sex voice.
I loved it.
That was so hot.
Do you have a phone sex name?
I do. Well, I actually did some phone sex when I was putting myself through college.
You really did, didn't you?
I did.
She really didn't put herself through college.
Yeah. You know, my character's name was Heidi, and she was an extra on Baywatch.
Heidi, what are you wearing?
Oh, well, you know, I played volleyball on the beach all day, and I just came in, and my roommate and I, well, we don't know what to do, you know?
I love it.
Well, I know your bathroom needs to be cleaned. Why don't you get to it?
Can I just... whoopa! Can I just tell you, I had such a Baywatch fantasy? Uh-huh. And now I can't even remember his name. The guy...
the cute guy with the blue eyes and the dark hair?
Yes.
Yeah, he was so cute.
Kevin Klein model before?
Yeah. Hot. I forgot his name.
And there was
gorgeous.
This guy that used to work at this bar in Dallas called JR's. Uh-huh. And I was always like,
JR's?
You know JR's?
Oh, dear.
No, as in Dallas?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's there's, so, now there's I'm just excited. JR,
you're so funny. There's JR's and Sue Ellen's. Sue Ellen's.
Oh, my God. That's so awesome.
The girl bar. So, yeah, JR's. That's so awesome.
That's awesome.
I never think about it anymore because it's been like so long and I lived there forever. Anyway, so, so I always wanted him to like put on red shorts and run after me, and I'd have a big blonde wig on and be like in my bathtub, "I'm drowning, help, save me." It was so hot. Tell me what.
Yeah, hot.
It was hot to me.
Mm-hmm. That's all that matters, honey. We're not judging.
I know, girl. You are.
You don't know me. You don't know my life.
Yeah, you know me. Get off my story.
I do what I want.
Hello. So tell me sexual fantasies. Can we go there? What's your like biggest sexual fantasy?
Or the biggest sexual no-no that
you've
done.
Or who's your biggest sexual fantasy?
No, well.
Just threw a lot at her.
So interested.
I'm probably not going to share my fantasies. No, I don't know.
How about a sexual mistake?
No, honey, I live my fantasies.
All right, girl.
I can't even spit it out. Yeah, I've had mistakes.
Would you like to share one while we're on the air?
I had a recent one. No, I don't want to.
I had a recent one, too.
No.
And Michael Murphy referenced one for me. Anyway.
Okay, Matthew Good. That's my new fantasy.
Oh,
okay.
Mine too.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I don't really, like, I rarely.
Girl, back off my boyfriend.
Oh, but well,
what was that?
Stay away from the donkey and we'll be okay. Now, actually, you know what? I really do only have one fantasy, and it's been consistent for like over a decade. Bill Clinton.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. I get it.
Don't look at me all square, Greg.
No, I get it. I get
it. Thank you. You get it, right?
Yeah.
I don't know one single chick who doesn't get it.
There's something powerful about him and sexy. There is something very sexy.
I'm getting chills right now just thinking about him.
Bill Clinton in 1992, not Bill Clinton now,
honey,
right?
I'll take Bill Clinton
in
2030. I don't care.
She said, I will take him.
He's a magical god.
He is. I love him.
He's amazing.
I get that.
Thank you.
He's like a welcome. He's like a fairy.
Oh, magical god.
Not necessarily like a fairy.
Are you a unicorn?
You've been, since you do a lot of gay bars, I'm really interested in this question because, you know, we all have been to dirty gay bars.
Uh-huh.
I want to know what the dirtiest gay bar you've been in or performed in or...
Yeah. It probably sounds typical, but I didn't perform in it, but I just remember the dirtiest gay bar I ever been in was in Barcelona, and I was in my early 20s, and I hadn't, at that point, I'd been going to gay bars and drag bars since I was 15, since as early as I can get a fake ID, which I don't think that exists anymore. I don't think you could do that anymore. So, not like back in 1845, but, so I go into this, I was out with friends, and it was basically a sex club. You know, just, it was pitch black. Like, you walk in, and you can't see your hand in front of your face. I'm like, what the fuck am I doing here? And so you can just imagine.
It was lovely, wasn't it?
Yeah, and I just said the F word. I'm sorry.
You can say it all you want.
I know.
She's all, I feel guilty.
I do.
I feel like I'm in that bar.
It's so foul. But anyway, but that was the last time. I'm like, oh, girl, I don't need this.
I'm better than this.
I mean, if you're a girl, you got no business in places like that.
It's true. What is it? What? Yeah.
I mean, these days, I only go to a gay bar if a friend of mine is performing or I'm getting paid to be there.
At a girl.
What you got against us gays?
See, that kind of seems
nothing,
like...
Nothing, honey. I need cock as much as you do, and it ain't going to work out for me there.
Hello. Hello!
Right?
Hi.
Thank you.
This is why I haven't been going to gay bars that often.
Well, that's like...
You got to promote sometime.
But that's what? Like you...
Going to a tranny bar?
No. Exactly. That's like me dragging you to like the grossest straight bar possible.
I like a gross straight bar though.
Actually, it is hot though. It is hot. Never mind. Take that back. That is a good fantasy.
It's the worst for there me is go. Going to the tranny bar because I'm into all the men and they don't want. They run away from me.
They get. It was so gay. Amazing because like we went. I'm like finally I get to take him to a tranny bar and I'm so excited.
Which tranny bar? Cobra.
I love Cobra. It's on Thursday nights and they're so hot. The guys.
Is that the one in MacArthur Park?
No, it's... There's
Burbank.
I'm going to get to talk to you. Yeah, it's in Burbank. It's at Cobra in Burbank. Mm-hmm. And it's cute. The girls are pretty. Mm-hmm. The guys are...
We had a good time that night. And if I wasn't in Mexico, I would go.
Because like, they are cute.
Like, oh, really?
They are. Because, I've gone to the Palms, and I like it. And I like the girls there a lot, but... Sometimes the guys kind of creep me out a little bit, which, don't get me wrong, I like a creepy guy every once in a while.
But it's got to be the right kind of creepy.
But I'm not a prostitute.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's what it seems most of them went there. So when we go to Cobra, I'm like, ooh, girl, I'm here.
Cute.
And so we're walking, we walked in, and he's like, so, do you like girls or do you like guys? And the guy's like, I like girls. And he's like totally scared of him, and I was like,
"Well, my friend Dina's a girl.
This is how I feel in the gay bars all the time."
Exactly.
It's so amazing, and we got another caller.
Yay!
Can we take it? Do you mind?
Please, God, let it be for me.
Thank you. I almost answered it with my work answer. Thank you. What is that? Thank you for calling the Dina and Greg Show with Selena Luna. You're live. And you're nobody.
Wow.
Okay, thanks.
Wow.
There's nobody.
Wow. Nice.
So, I just want to reference this quick because you brought it up earlier, but I just want to give everyone the information.
Yes.
This Thursday is a night for Natasha, the Rock and Bones.
That's February 5th.
Oh, sorry, February 5th. It says it right in front of me. Sorry. Night for Natasha, Rock and Bones, February 5th. Check it out on Facebook. It's to donate, to raise some money for our friend Natasha, who... it is unfortunately does not have health insurance right now. So check it on the Facebook, and there's a PayPal account. Anything else you'd like to add to that, Selena?
Please come on out. You know, we can all relate to being down on our luck without insurance.
Completely.
But it's aside from it being a benefit for a dear friend, it's going to be an awesome jamming show. The lineup's incredible.
Completely. And let's also talk about you just a little bit more.
Uh-huh.
How can we find you? If we're desperately seeking Selene, how can we find you?
Well, the best way to find me is on Twitter. It's Selene Luna, you know, at Twitter, whatever. I don't know how that goes. I'm all over. I'm on every social networking site. I'm on Facebook. I have a fan page and a normal personal page. But most importantly, people forget I have a real website. It's SeleneLuna.com. Facebook, MySpace, and Twitter.
And it's really cute, your site.
Thank you. Ian designed it.
Ian Harvey.
Mm-hmm. He's so cute.
I kind of have a crush on him.
So
I know.
Look her up.
Everybody does.
Take 2 minutes right now, everybody, and look her up. Mm-hmm. She wants some followers on Twitter. Twitter.
Yeah, I want
Twitter.
You to...
Please tweet her.
Please twit this twit.
You're a mess.
I know, girl.
Awesome.
Cool.
Well, yeah.
Gracias.
What was that? I just like.
I don't know. Is that how we say goodbye?
I didn't think so. I was just trying
to
feel
goodbye.
I was trying to pay homage to you while Dina was out, and so we could.
Thank you.
Okay, I'm sorry. My brain just got all fried because I was trying to do two things at once, and it's hard.
It is.
Thank God I didn't have any gum in my mouth because what would happen then?
I know, girl. I relate. I think we relate a lot. Like I can't cook and talk at the same time.
Now that I can do.
See, I can't.
But if it's a microwave, she hits 1:30 start, then she can talk. She's not even paying attention to us.
You a mess.
Oh, you both are a mess.
Thanks.
Seriously, yeah.
We love it.
So where are we going, Dina? What's going on?
Well, we've got Shangela who's here, and she's going to be she's just right in the other room right now. So we want to do one more music break?
Sounds like a plan.
All right. We're going to give you Ben Roman.
You're listening to Dina and Greg Show.
Tick, 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 and I'm about to blow. About to blow. About to blow. About to blow.
Yeah. Kalila from season 2 of RuPaul's Drag Race, and you're listening to the Dina and Greg Show.
Awesome. Hi, Shangela.
Hello, somebody. How right?
How you doing, girl?
Oh, you know I'm doing all right. It's the evening time, honey.
It is the evening time, and we have cracked open our Miller Lights.
That's because we're classy.
We are.
Classy
I was like, you know what? I'm bringing in 40s for everybody.
Ooh.
And I decided to go with 24s because they were more affordable.
All right, for Christmas in January.
Hello. Oh, lady.
First of all, congratulations on Tuesday night.
Thank you.
Fantastic.
Well done.
Thank you.
Well done.
I'm so excited about being named Miss California Entertainer of the Year. It's phenomenal, and I'm still really letting it soak in.
I can't even handle it, girl.
Hello?
That pageant was serious.
Oh, yes, it was. Now, you know, that was the first pageant that I've ever competed in.
Shut your mouth.
Shut up. No, it's very true. It's very true. Well, come on, guys. I've only been doing drag for 1 year. This is my 1 year anniversary. So
shut up.
Let's take a toast. Cheers. To the anniversary.
Cheers. Here's to the anniversary.
All right.
Chickas.
Love that.
So, trunks in the studio.
Oh, my God. Really? It's just been a year?
Yep. I started my first January 16th. Oh, my God. Today's the day.
It's, yeah,
today
it was,
is
well,
the day. It was
today's
at
the 17th,
Hair Lounge.
Right?
Is but, it? Yeah. Oh, well, girl.
You, your first time was in at Hair Lounge.
Yes, that's correct.
And shut your really, ever-loving mouth.
Yeah. I fell into it, to be honest with you. I was.
There are a lot of things that I have fallen into, but ooh, drag was not one of them.
All right, Miss Dina. All right.
Oh, my God. Really?
No, truthfully, I had choreographed the single ladies number for a couple of drag performers that were going to be performing at Sobar, which okay. is an event that they do monthly at Hair Lounge. And
where they wouldn't have Miller Lights.
Right. They wouldn't have Miller Lights. No, they would not. But really, one of the guys got sick the night before, and they called and said, hey, you know all the choreography. Would you please fill in for him? And I was like, child, please. I don't have no wigs. I don't have no clothes. What are you talking about? What can I do? Well, of course, you know, somebody always knows somebody that's got something in somebody's closet.
Of course.
Hello. And so they ended up helping my friend Ricky, who had done makeup for me. I was in La Cage over at Knightsbridge Theater a couple months prior, and he said, come on over, we'll fix you up and we'll do it. And so we did. And then Patrick, girl, who runs the show there, invited, he said, you know, you were so great, but come back competing our Drag Wars show tomorrow. And don't bring the other two girls. Just come by yourself. Ooh. And that was it.
Shut up.
That was the start.
I can't even understand.
It's the truth, boo.
I'm not mad at you. I'm very proud. And Miss Shangela here is a fellow Dallasite.
Oh, yeah.
She a Dallas
Dina.
Girl. You know, we bringing it back home.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Good. That's why they call me the debutantess of the Deep South.
I get it. Mm-hmm. I get deep.
Ooh. All right, now, Miss Dina.
No, I can't get over it. Okay, I'm a pageant girl. Mm-hmm. Poor Greg is so like, I'm over here.
Greg, I should have worn my crown in here tonight.
What?
You know what? It wouldn't fit with these headphones, but next time.
But Greg would have tried it on.
Ooh.
I would have tried
you
it on.
You should have seen him with my crown. So I'm like, what?
Dina, I lady? Would love to see you in the pageant because you're lovely I without was, being in the pageant. So I know y'all dolled up. You are right on
shut
together.
Up.
Yes.
I'm not all together, but I get there sometime. Somehow the train arrives somewhere. I love the pageant
train.
System. Okay, this
I think you're late for the train.
I think you're a bitch. So this is why I'm so excited. First of all, we've been, you know, USA System has been trying to like really launch out here for mm-hmm. you know several years. I've competed. I was Miss Los Angeles USA. We'll talk about that after off air. But so you know, I love pageants and I've mm-hmm. competed for a while and still working on getting the crown, but you know, and to see this pageant and to see Ron and them bring it out hardcore, mm-hmm. like it was all a buzz all over CarrieFairfield.com. Mm-hmm. All these bitches were talking about it. This was some serious shit.
Yeah.
You competed against Shay Shay Larisse, who was US of A Classic.
Multiple
title 2007,
holder. Yeah.
Multiple
She's
title
fantastic.
Holder. She's, and she was one of the first girls that I knew back mm-hmm. in the day when I started. And I was like, oh,
I know.
You know, and so to see her come back and then to have you compete was really amazing. And
yeah.
And I'm just, girl, I'm impressed.
Oh, thank you. Now, you know, putting, first of all, the other contestants in the pageant, there were 11.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all phenomenal. I mean, when I looked around, I was like, oh, my God, I'm competing in a pageant with someone like Chad Michaels
mm-hmm.
and mm-hmm. Shay Shay Larisse. And there's Delta Work and there's Jasmine Masters, Samantha Starr, Lady K. All those great performers who competed in the show, Detox. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh my God, there's so much to do. And I wanted to definitely bring an A-game package.
Right.
Because it's not necessarily me competing against someone like Chad Michaels. Like, there is no competition there. He's phenomenal. Mm-hmm. But for that particular night in that particular package, I just wanted to definitely show up with mm-hmm. my A-game. And we came away with a crown. So, hey.
Hey. I'm very happy.
Thank you.
That you did.
It's so much to put into it.
It really is.
Yeah.
It's a lot of money, a lot of time,
mm-hmm.
a lot of work, but
well,
it's really
good. And for this, for EOI, it was no notice at all. It was so quick. Like, you had to pull everything literally out of your ass.
Yeah. And there's not a lot of space in my ass, okay? All right, I see y'all looking at me crazy. Let me tell you something. No, seriously. There was very quick, you know, and this being my first pageant competing in, I didn't know so much that goes into it. This EOI system has three categories, and it's presentation, and that's almost like mm-hmm. a mini talent almost.
It is.
And then there's gown, you have to be lovely. And then there is talent, which is, you know, that's a production. And so all of those key pieces, I was lucky to have really great friends around me, a lot of support, and I pulled together the 12-day package, okay? I'm going to let you know a little secret, okay?
Shut up.
No, this is the honest truth. My mom had surgery recently in Dallas in December. That. So I left to go and take care of my mom. December 12th, I left L.A., and I was there through Christmas. And after, I couldn't do anything while I was there. And
right.
so I came back on the 29th, and y'all, please, from the 29th to the 12th is when I was pulling everything together. I mean, I'm going, you know, gown shopping. Bitch, got to find some shoes. Can I say bitch?
Yeah.
Oh, praise the Lord. All right.
Just don't fucking say fuck.
Oh, look at you, Dina. But yes, I mean, I was running around L.A., and I'm sure I drove every friend of mine crazy, and God bless them for still being my friend on the 13th, post-crown.
Right.
But it was definitely something that came out successful, so I was very happy.
I'm very happy, very proud. I'm very proud. Okay, this is one thing that I noticed in this whole pageant
mm-hmm.
is all the girls stepped it up.
Elbow.
You know, because I'm like, I love our girls. I love our mm-hmm. entertainers. We're all committed and we love it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But seeing knowing what I know from Texas and the pageant system
mm-hmm.
and then knowing what I see every day, it's a whole different world because yeah. nobody competes out here that often.
Yes.
You know, they don't know that all the intricacies to that, but they turned it out.
Oh my God. And you know, I still haven't seen everything, but I hear that the video, the DVD is now available from Click Click Expose. So you can actually go to clickclickexpose.com and order the EOI California DVD. So because I'm backstage changing,
cool.
you know, I'm going from
like I'm all running
gown to gown to content, you know, rehearsing with the dancers. All I can hear are oohs and ahs from the crowd. I go, what is that bitch out there
three
doing?
Three stories.
That's a detox is out there. And I hear, ooh, I said, oh, hell, what the fuck is detox out there doing?
And they didn't make it easy for y'all. Three flights of stairs.
Girl.
In heels. I was tired. I wasn't even competing, and I was helping out, but I was tired. I'm like, oh.
You were helping out, and Samantha looked lovely.
She did look lovely.
She looked lovely.
That's my girl.
I love her.
You're all my girls, but you know.
Yeah.
Okay.
She was just the first one that asked.
She was.
That,
right? She was. She's like, "Can you help me?" I'm like, "Yeah."
Yeah.
And then at 4 o'clock in the morning, when I had to wake up, I was like, "Ooh,
oh,
I don't want to help her, but I want to help her."
Well, I was lucky because Sahara Davenport, who's like my sister, she's also on season 2 of RuPaul's Drag Race. She flew in from New York to help me, and I had my good sister, Chanel Masters, who came in to help me out do makeup for the pageant. Right. Because having to put yourself all together for everything is just an added stress when you're backstage, and it's just a lot. So I was really lucky. I had really
team.
Great people around me.
Mm-hmm. So, RuPaul's.
Hallelujah.
Tell me.
Have you started taping yet?
Oh, it's Chop, done.
Please,
it's
done.
I see.
Airs,
I don't know.
It airs
come on now,
this.
Greg.
I don't know. I hardly ever watch logo.
Greg's like, drag queens kind of scare me.
Logo doesn't send me a check yet, so I don't talk about them that often.
Where's the check?
I know, right?
Where's the check?
It starts airing the 3rd, right?
Yes.
February 3rd.
Oh,
so,
shit, I'm...
You better now, set that DVR, boo.
I will.
All right.
I know you can't tell me anything about what's happening, but how was it working with those girls?
Amazing.
Tell me about it.
Amazing. Such great camaraderie and sisterhood and all that. Although there is also a lot of drama and things that will go on for the show. So it's going to be one heck of a season. It's going to be so exciting. I'm excited because we're actually having the premiere here in Los Angeles. They're doing like a pre-screening of the first episode. So I'm excited to sit there and watch that as well with everyone because we haven't seen it.
That's next
we haven't
week, right?
seen it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We haven't seen it since it's been edited and we're watching the commercials and seeing all the things come out at the same time that all of the public are. So, you know, I'm calling the producers back and be like, I know, well, listen, y'all didn't edit me the fool, right? I can sit around people and watch this, right? I can still call home to mama. She's not going to be like, oh, so you the new Omarosa. Because I can't be going back to Paris, Texas looking the fool.
I know, right?
But I'm excited.
Paris, Texas.
You know.
I'm really excited to see how the producers stepped it up because it was such just like it felt like a whim for season one. Like we're going to do this and see how it goes. And it was such a phenomenon. And now I'm really excited to see with the backing, like what you girls are up to.
I can say this, that there's definitely more money and more support. There was a bigger momentum this year. And so not only is the cast a completely different cast with all new personalities and all new challenges and situations and everything that we go through, but there was more money behind this one. So the runway's bigger, the lights are bigger, we look fabulous with the lighting, okay?
Love
so
it.
It is it's really exciting to see a project like this come out. And not only is it going to be on Logo, but it's also going to be airing on VH1.
Shut your mouth.
No, that's serious. That so now serious. They're running commercials on I guess VH1 as well, and people from my classroom, my high school are calling going, is that you in that wig? So it's exciting.
You're like,
it's
really fun.
That's me.
Come on, honey, that's me.
Yes.
A year later, I let him have it. I am not mad at you either. That is serious. I'm very excited to hear that.
Yeah, so am I. And RuPaul is such a, you know, phenomenon in drag culture and just, you know, as a recording artist, as an actor.
Bring it down. Bring it down. Tell me how it is with her.
She is.
Let me tell you this. Is it like Tyra and the models?
I will say that RuPaul puts every piece of his heart into that show.
Okay.
And you can tell that in the relationship that he builds with everyone there. Okay. And she looks the lovely when you come down that runway.
Really?
Oh, okay. Now, you know she got her own special light. Can I tell y'all that? I don't know if it's a natural glow that she has or they had some shit hanging over her or something, but she looks phenomenal.
Good.
Yes. So no Vaseline lenses for like from last season.
I know. It was right. So soft. So softly focused all over. And I was like, all right.
Yeah.
That it's kind of interesting, and I'm not trying to. Mm-hmm. Well, I do want to drag up a little shit because I want to know. But I remember seeing her on Project Runway.
Mm-hmm.
She did not look good
as RuPaul.
As RuPaul,
well, she looks good.
She
to me.
Did not look good on that show. And then all of a sudden, she brought it out, and then she looked like she did before.
Hallelujah.
So I'm kind of curious.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of work had been done?
Well, I'll tell you, she takes a lot more time than we do in getting in makeup.
Really?
Because they want, because she looks lovely. I'm going to tell you now, ours is a race and, you know, it's all, you know, get it together, girls, and fast. And then you come to RuPaul and you be like, well, damn, what time does she get here? She looks right, you know? And she's very lovely. And not only in looks,
Sure it's called RuPaul's Drag Race.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. That's probably the reason. If it was Shangela's Drag Race, I'd be arriving like Ryan Seacrest at like 5 a.m. to get ready for the 12 o'clock show.
Hello.
Okay.
Hello. Yeah, I'm so excited for the season.
Yeah.
Because last year, I just got addicted.
Yeah, I did too.
I didn't expect it at all because I wanted to be like,
And I didn't start watching until you said something because I was like, whatever.
And then I
watched it constantly on demand.
Yes.
And then I ran into Kim Coles at the nail salon one day.
Ooh.
And I'm like, oh, I like your stars. And she's like, I like your stars on your sweatshirt. And I was like, oh, thanks. So we had this whole conversation. She's like, do you watch RuPaul's? I was like, I'm a trainee, not a drag queen. But yes, I do.
Yes.
And she's like, I love it. And like to have people like that get so into it like
Wait
they did
a second,
last year.
Though. It's all about the bank. Okay. I bank at Wachovia. I went in to cash one of my checks from the RuPaul show. Of course, they give it to you in the top, and it says RuPaul's Drag Race. Miss girl at the bank teller fell out. She said, Are you on that show? Now, mind you, this is right after we had finished taping and we couldn't, it hadn't right. come out, and it came out in November, who the cast and everything. So I said, oh, well, you know, I just, and I'm stumbling all over. I'm like, well, come on, bitch, just make the deposit, you know? And she's like, oh my God, I love that show. And she just went on and she's like, oh, you know, I get my makeup tips and I do this and I get the one. Did you see the one? And she is just really going off about the show. And I went recently back in the bank and I said, girl, have you seen the commercials for RuPaul's Drag Race? And she was like, ooh, are you on that show? I was like, girl, we're going to have a viewing party. Mm. As long as you get my deposit right.
Right. And make it bigger than I wish it
Thank
was.
Thank you. Add some zeros on the end.
And might I say your Facebook paid picture is love.
Oh, thank you. I hope everyone goes to my Facebook. Please, it's facebook.com/ShangelaOfficial. Or follow me on Twitter at Shangela.com/ItsShangela. Or child, please, they can just go to Shangela.com.
Hello. And,
but it's so, thank you for the picture. The picture
comments. Oh, it's lovely, honey.
Thank you. I love it's when people beautiful. Post things and they tag you in photos, mm-hmm. as long as they're right. Because you as know you have some friends that'll be like, girl, yeah, this is Shangela in the photo, tag. And you'll be like, untag, remove the tag. I look raggedy, remove the tag.
That shit happened to me this week.
No!
Last week, this girl that I knew from school, mm-hmm. when I was a young lady, posted a picture of me looking extra fugly, and oh. I was like, and I'm like, first of all, I don't want people seeing pictures of me without makeup half of the time. I really don't want them to see me in pictures without my makeup 5 years ago.
Mm-mm. But Dana, can I say, if I can say this right now, you look, I don't know if you're wearing, how much makeup you're wearing right now, but you look lovely.
It's just a tinted moisturizer.
Calm is tinted moisturizer. Greg, you look lovely too, boo. I don't know how much makeup you're wearing tonight, but you also look lovely.
I just put the crown on. I don't put the makeup on.
Do you realize this is going in my like favorite sound bites?
Yay!
Cabinet, I'm like, favorite sound bites. Dina, you look lovely. Just tinted moisturizer. That's all.
She'll record it on her. She'll put a soundbite on her phone.
It's my ringtone.
Yes. She'll be like,
"Dina, you look lovely. Hello,
that's me." What you talking about, Boo Boo?
I got nothing.
Right, go.
Okay, can I just pause for a moment? I love you, but I gotta bring this up. Why didn't you use the Kim Coles conversation last night when I was doubting your sweatshirt at Maggiano's?
Ooh, I don't know. She liked it. She was like, "Where'd you get that?" I'm like,
when I said you should throw it away, you should have been like,
"Well, it's a year old." I'm a po' girl.
That girl, we in a recession.
Hello.
Honey. And when you're in the midst of recession, a star sweatshirt can go a long way.
Trust.
Trust
and believe.
There's an article in this Newsweek that says people who are dealing with being poor during the recession are going to save money and become wealthy. They're going to be the old ladies in 50 mm-hmm. years that are reusing a tea bag 8 times.
I need
Did
to
somebody
reuse
say
the tea bag.
Y'all so nasty. Recession hoeing. People are, no, that's who really who is coming out of this recession and is pissed off right now is prostitutes, because everybody is going back to hoeing, the oldest profession. So everybody is hoeing now, and the prostitutes have so much competition now. It's just, it's a
and
rough
even,
time.
And even then,
this a lecture or an informative speech?
Let me tell you something, Greg.
She's all, I gave a speech at the university.
Right. I believe
week.
In equality, and I also believe in hoeing. So I support all my equal hoes out there. God bless you.
She's all, I hoe in the entertainment business. Yes. They hoe on the street. Same fucking difference.
Right. In the end, aren't we all just hoeing
it's
in
true.
Life?
We are.
That's right. Hoeing for a job. Hoeing somewhere.
You know, and,
my
and
God.
That Pat Robertson is hoeing for Jesus.
Hallelujah.
He ain't hoeing right, though. Did you hear what he said?
No, I'm out of the loop. I've been watching the Golden Globes, girl.
Amen. I didn't see any Golden Globes because they didn't accept our press pass request.
Girl,
somebody's
hating. I'm on.
Yeah.
Look at me. I'm on hiatus from the Golden Globes this year.
That's okay, girl. You didn't miss anything by 55 people thanking the Hollywood Foreign Press. It's all right.
True. And we'd just be standing in the rain over at Beverly Hilton. Do you want to stand in the rain?
Yes.
You'd be like, Potter, call me when this person's out, this person's out. I'm going to Starbucks.
I'm going to be at the bar.
Yes. Well, girl, you'd probably be sitting there with Julia Roberts.
Mm-hmm.
Having a cocktail.
I'm all Julia. I'm all with my phone doing an interview. Julia.
Speaking of Valentine's Day. Sorry.
How do you feel about transsexuals?
That movie.
Are you a lesbian? Go ahead, Valentine's Day.
I'm excited to see the movie. I'm done.
Valentine's Day?
Yeah.
Well, that is going to be with Gardner. Jennifer Gardner, right?
It's got everyone in it. Julia Roberts.
Bradley Cooper.
Oh, wait, yeah, that's
my new boyfriend.
I saw the ad for that on the side of a bus today. Jamie Foxx is in that movie.
Yep.
Now, how the hell did y'all get Jamie Foxx and Jessica Biel in the same field?
Everybody.
It's every, yeah, half of Hollywood, it's except everybody. For the three of us.
They missed
us. Why did we not get a phone call?
You know what? We're going to make our own movie called Fuck Valentine's Day. We can do, what's the next holiday? Groundhog. We can do another Groundhog Day.
President's
movie.
Day.
President's Day.
Starring Shangela, Dina Martinez, and Greg Potter.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, so I will be like Michelle Obama. You can be Miss. You can be Barack. And
I will be Dina Martinez.
Yes! Featuring Dina Martinez.
Hey, what?
You can be Hillary Clinton.
Dun, 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 dun. That's the graduation song. Oh, God. Oh, give me that Miller Lite.
Oh.
So what else are you up to? What else is going on?
So much. Well, not only is
you're about
show,
to get really busy.
Yeah. I'm starting to feel that now. I'm starting to feel that. And I love that, though.
The you business know, or the Miller Lite?
The business now, the Miller Lite later. Greg, you so much. I love it. No, honestly, we have the show coming out for RuPaul's Drag Race Season 2. So excited about that. As Miss California Entertainer of the Year, there are a lot of obligations with that. And I'm getting ready for Nationals, which is going to be in Kentucky in July. I'm also going to be performing at a couple prides that are also coming up throughout the year. And
which prides?
Well, hopefully I'll be working with Vancouver Pride. I got a call from them yesterday. So, hey, bring on the Vancouver. Because they are right on together. They are
tell
fine
them.
In Vancouver.
Tell them.
Isn't that British Columbia?
Uh-huh.
And y'all know I love British. I do. I love some Brits, honey. Throw me the tea box or tea bag. What do they do?
Y'all better throw a tea bag my way.
Yeah, tea
I will
party.
Have a tea party with a tea bag.
And some British Columbians. Hallelujah. But yes, and in addition to that, though, in addition
too much,
to that,
too
there
much.
Is a lot going on. That you're doing a lot tonight.
Tell me more.
But in addition to that, as course on the show, we're in drag and out of drag.
Yes.
And my name is DJ Pierce as well. Mm-hmm. I call that my alias, but really Shangela's the alias. I don't want to lose myself. But I'm a comedian. I've been working on
girl,
a lot
look of, under the table. You're yeah. right there.
Oh my God.
Ooh, hello somebody. But I've been working on a lot of stand-up comedy, and I've been at the Comedy Store now over the past 3 months a couple times. And actually I just did a comedy set last night at the Comedy Store.
Shut
and
up.
I'll be back there again on January 29th in the main room. So I'm moving on up. Yeah.
All right,
so,
girl.
I've gone from the belly room into the main room now, and it's just continuing to flourish, so I'm really excited about that.
I'm very excited for you, honey.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Thank you. It's really exciting to keep
I'm
it moving.
I'm so proud to see my girls do good.
You know Texas got to stick together.
You know it.
Ow.
Mm-hmm. Dear.
Greg, but you know I'm sticking with you too, boo. Come on, give me some love. Ow. We're high-fiving.
Anyway, that's fantastic, though. It's so much, but... So good.
Yeah.
So good.
It's good to stay busy and be involved. You know, there's so much to be involved with here in Los Angeles, and I really want to be more involved not only in the drag culture and community, but also in our entire gay and lesbian community, the full GLBT community with everyone.
I'm all thank you. Because I put the tea bag in.
Hello.
Wait, I put the tea in.
In tea bag?
Never mind.
Miss Dina, girl. Sip, sip, honey.
It's empty now.
Girl, you like
Selene is like, what have I gotten my fucking self
I know.
Into?
Bless her heart. Thank you, Selene. Thank you for coming on
amazing.
The show.
She's beautiful.
Isn't she adorable? She's
I love
gorgeous.
Her. She hosted an equality star. Event that I performed at for the Equality Network, mm-hmm. and she was an amazing host.
Darling.
I love it.
Darling.
Oh, speaking of hosting, can I also add that I'm hosting every Monday night at
no, we
the
need
Here Lounge
every
here
Monday?
In West Hollywood. Yes, your
what
girl
is this,
every
girl?
Monday.
Tell me, what is this?
10:30 p.m. every Monday night at the Here Lounge in West Hollywood, which is on the corner of Robertson and Santa Monica Boulevard. Come on over and see your girl. We have shows.
This is for
shows.
One. This is also one of our sponsors.
This is one
Sassy.
Of our sponsors. The
yes,
Sassy Show.
The Sassy Here Lounge.
Speaking of which, we're really excited. Next week, we've got... Livonia.
Yes.
Speaks coming into the studio.
Come on, Livonia.
We've got,
I'm really pissed.
Chris Salvatore.
Oh, Chris, girl, wait a minute. Hold on.
Tell me about this one.
Oh, I'm drooling on my good shirt. Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
It's my good blouse. Yes.
I need a wet nap because I have a couple in my.
I'm not going to be here for this show, and I'm really.
Let me tell you, there are two sexy fine men running around West Hollywood in California right
now.
And
he is one of them.
And he is number one. And number two is the Mr. Entertainer of the Year, Alex Stabler. Did y'all see him?
I want to know him.
Honey, he is an aerialist. He will get up there in them white panties and fall around in that fabric, child. He is right on together. I love
him. Him and Ben actually danced me at Sin City last year. And
did you compete at Sin City?
You know I did.
Girl, Dina, I would dance for you.
Girl, okay. We're gonna talk because you're gonna help.
Let me know.
Now that you got some now that you got some swing right now.
Yes, I got something.
But yeah, I'm getting ready for pageant season but I took a year off. So but I'm coming back.
Anything I can do, honey.
This plus size girl's coming back with a vengeance.
Dina, they're not ready for you.
They are not.
You're so very talented, isn't she, Greg?
She is.
Could you please stop praising me right now?
Oh my gosh.
I'm just giving you some more soundbite shit, okay?
Please stop praising me. Oh, and next week also, thank you, Steve at PR Grapevine.
Yes, PR Grapevine.
PR Grapevine. He sent out Devin and Joel last week, and they are so funny. Cortez Alexander is coming in next week too. He's a recording artist. We've also got in the near future also with PR Grapevine, Ari Gold is going to be he's
legendary.
Calling in, but he's going to be on on the show. We've got Ari Gold. We've got who else? Del Shores and Sarah Hunley from Sorted Lives.
Calpurnia Adams is coming back on the show.
I love Calpurnia Adams. You know, I work on her show, The Unreal Show at Hamburger Mary's every Friday night. So it's amazing. She's fantastic. Yes.
I don't know why you're looking at me. I don't have the list in front of me at the moment. I've been drinking all day.
Well, no. And then Cassidy Haley's going to be coming back into the studio. His album's about to drop. And I'm really excited to have him back.
And he hit on the top five for...
Oh, Houston Chronicles, top five albums of last year.
Really? Wow.
Yep. Exactly what it was.
I don't have the full list, but...
Well, you guys have a hell of a lineup and way to kick it off with Miss Shangela.
Hello.
All right.
And we're trying to get Raven and Morgan to come in because, you know, I talked to Morgan and just tell Jake that he need to give me a call.
Well, I'm very fortunate not only in working with Logos PR people, but also my own publicist, Jeff Jones with EFG Public Relations. He's amazing. And I love him to death. So it's really been great.
I love this PR public.
Like, you know, a little bing bing.
We need to give the people that get us press.
Hello, press down. Because everybody's got to work during the recession, okay?
And he's been amazing. He pulled you together at the last minute, and I appreciate that. Mm-hmm. I was trying to make sure that was done deal before, but we got it now.
Excellent. Good.
I'm going to take 2 seconds. Let's talk about our stuff coming up, and then we'll go back to you before we have to leave. If you are interested in Amazing Chase Catalina, we need the deposits in by February 5th. So check
Please,
out...
February 5th.
Check out, we'll have a PayPal account up tonight. So I just gave Dina the worst look in the world.
And she just gave you the most confused look in the world. Oh, I love it. Me. Oh, hell no.
Deposits will be in by February 5th, and then final balances will be on February 28th or
there's
whatever
a press
it is.
Release. It's all, yeah. There's a press release, and I want you guys to visit digintoit.com, DIG2IT, digintoit.com. That's our media company, Dig Into It Media and Entertainment. And go there. You can look at the press release. And as soon as I can get everything sorted out and get it up on the website, it'll be up there with more information. But we're going to be announcing our charity partner in the next few weeks. And so we're really excited.
Next few days.
Okay, next few days. So because not only does this event... not only is it going to be fun, but when you pay to do this event with us, you are also donating to this charity partner. So please, it's going to be great. We're really excited.
If you don't know what, because you have no idea, you're looking like, what the hell is this? Okay, for my 30th birthday, I want to do a big event.
Okay.
And I love the show Amazing.
Race.
You said it, not me. That's fine.
Okay, yeah.
And so we decided let's go to Catalina and do the show for the weekend and raise some money for one of my favorite charities. So that's what we're going to do Thursday, Yay. March 4th through Sunday, March 7th. And then Ann Walker's going to come on the show with us that night and we're just going to gab and talk about the weekend. So all the information is on both Dina and mine's Facebook. Check in digintoit.com. for the press release. And really, we've only got a few spots left. So if you're interested in it, let me know ASAP. And
we're really
get
excited.
You all
it's
going
to be huge.
I'm excited.
We're working on a summer event, which we can't give you all the details yet, but it's going to involve travel.
Hello, somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And the winners and the winners from Amazing Chase are going to get a little something something for the trip.
Mm-hmm.
So they go with us.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And the winners of the contest will actually be going with us as well. So
on the road.
Further. Yeah. We're going to a specific location. We're working out all the details. We're working on our media sponsorship and everything. But it's going to be fun. It's going to be amazing.
Wow.
And guys, keep up with us because this is good stuff. You can keep up with us on Twitter at twitter.com/DinaAndGreg with 2 G's, G-R-E-G-G, 3 G's total.
I'm a follower.
Are you? Yay!
Yeah.
We've got some websites you can check out. Transglamorous.com, DinaMartinez.com, and TookPotter.com, T-O-O-K Potter. And DigIntoIt.com.
And definitely, please check out our website, DinaAndGregShow.com. We are, seriously, guys, things are moving. Things are getting
crazy
and really exciting. So keep in touch. Listen to the show. Have fun with us.
And now we've got a few minutes left now that we've done all of our...
I want to give... Let me do this. I've been listening to podcasts all weekend.
Uh-huh.
And some of our friends do a podcast, and it's really funny. So you guys need to look up Two Guys and a Mic.
Hilarious. They just received an award for...
Who are these two guys and a mic? Two girls and a cup. I'm not gonna be all
two guys and a mic. They just received an award
for most
downloads on iTunes or something.
Something like that. They're amazing. The funniest thing is because I know Rich really well.
Yeah,
and his family, Sarah, his wife, and the kids, and Sarah's. And so, like, seriously, it's a whole family. Like, they bring the whole family into it. It's hilarious.
Wow.
And it's really fun. So look up Two Guys and a Mic, and, oh, we love them.
Honey. And for all of our loved ones in Haiti, check out AmericanRedCross.com or DoctorsWithoutBorders.com.
Definitely.
To send some money that way.
No, truthfully, that I wanted to say a little piece on that tonight. It's just... looking at everything that's been going on in the world, and especially with what's going on in Haiti, I've just been extremely touched. It's hard to be, you know, we're celebrating so much, and so much is going on, not only with you guys' show and in my life and the Golden Globes. There's so much going on. There's also so much pain in the world. I've just been like, wow, wow. But we can definitely help out.
Definitely. Just understand that this country is, it's not a country that was good to start out with. And now they don't have the money or the resources to get through this. So
we can all help out. We all will be in need one day.
Robertson said it perfectly when he said that God hates Haiti because they made a pact with the devil.
Girl.
Seriously, that made me so angry.
Get Pat Robertson. Pat Robertson needs to sit down somewhere. Mm-hmm. Sit down.
Anyway.
Sit down in a corner.
And thank you.
So any funny little antidotes that you two want to add before we leave?
Tell me about the t-shirts.
Ooh.
Oh my God. She threw this at me in a moment. I forgot about this. We have t-shirts online now.
Dina and Greg t-shirt?
Yes.
Can I get one?
Yes.
Of course.
Where's the swag bag?
It's not in a swag bag yet, but you can order it from cafepress.com/DinaAndGreg.
Didn't we just talk about being in a recession and now I got to go for how much are they?
They're reasonably priced.
Oh, that's lovely. I love reasonable. No, I would spend every cent that I had for a Dina and Greg tea, honey. Trust me, I would put myself on the street for as long as I could stay warm at night with my Dina and Greg t-shirt, okay? Wrap myself up in that, honey. I would make it transitional. It would have...
It's also edible.
So many sound bites.
Aw, thank you, guys.
Thank you for coming in.
Y'all, please, I want to just remind everyone... keep in touch with me. Go to Facebook, go to Twitter. My name is Shangela. It's like Angela with an S-H on the front of it. Shangela. And I'm so excited about everything. So thank you guys for having me.
You are so welcome. Thank you for coming on.
Of course.
Congratulations.
Yes.
Above all, congratulations. We cannot wait
rain.
To see you on RuPaul's Drag Race. Yes.
Thank you.
And visit SeleneLuna.com.
Definitely.
We had so much fun with her.
What a crazy show.
Guys,
2 hours. This
I know.
Is nuts.
It's nuts. We want to go to like 500 hours a week.
I love it. And you should. And you know what's going to take you there? Them goddamn t-shirts.
That's true.
All right.
And
hello.
PR Grapevine.
PR. Yeah.
Love it.
Of course, our publicist loves us right now.
Here's the toast to all publicists.
I'm all Angela.
Amanda, we probably should say her name.
Amanda, we adore you, baby.
That's our publicist.
Oh, we love her. I don't know her, but I love you too, girl. Call me.
Once again, thank you for listening to the Dina and Greg Show. Greg Potter and
I'm listening to the Dina and Greg Show with Dina Martinez and Greg Potter, only on LA Talk Radio.
You are listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.